these entrepreneurial capitalists, this is what they're doing. I mean, they're building vast wealth downstream for their children. It's probably, you know, sort of like the invention of very large and stable sailing vessels. Whenever that happened, 200 or 250 years ago, where suddenly a whole bunch of people realized, you know, all we need is some money, not too much money. If we buy a ship and send it out to Indonesia and bring back a load of nutmeg, our children's children's children will never work again. We need one load of this shit. And they have to work, of course, and then they get a certain lifestyle and a certain amount of social respect out of it. But I think what they really get out of it is the satisfaction of knowing that they've secured for their heirs a comfortable existence unto the ninth generation or something.
Well, it's interesting about that because that ties in with the genetics. If you buy into some evolutionary psychology, certainly at this stage of the game, one of the forms that that would take is not merely like the logic that guides your how you choose a mate and the fact that your status and money might, you know, if you're a male, bring you a foxier, younger babe than the schmo who's, you know, shoveling shit. That one form that would take would, of course, be to maintain your genetic line in this, you know, greatest situation as possible.
Well, and now people understand that this is what your genetic line is about, that to cope or to be in a Darwinian position of competition in this society means to have money, and not a little, not sufficient, but plenty, so that when you need to arrive and be met by Rolls-Royce limousines or whatever, that it's not an issue and this all comes down.
But do you see that there's also kind of madness to that?
Yeah, I'm not motivated. I mean, as you see, I need a place to keep some books dry. Having achieved that, my motivation falls to pieces, and it's, all right, what else do we need to keep dry? Some firewood, okay, a truck, okay, that's about as far as I can go.